privilege and honor for me to be with you.
我真係覺得好榮幸，讓我可以喺大家當中嘅正道。
I've been here for about 8.5 years now.
我而家已經嚟咗呢個教會大約8年半。
And when I arrived at this church, my children were very young.
當我嚟到呢間教會第一次嘅時候，我嘅小朋友好細個。
My daughter was 4 years old.
我諗我女大概4歲。
Now she's a teenager.
而家佢已經達已經係十幾歲啦。
She'll be going into high school this fall.
今年秋天佢會進入高中。
My son was about 10 years old when we arrived.
以前我哋嚟嘅時候，我仔係10歲。
Now he's going to college in the fall.
今年秋天佢入大學啦。
He'll be attending college in Southern California.
佢會喺南加州翻學。
Now, this is hard for me to see my children grow up.
對於我嚟講，睇住佢哋長大咧，其實對於我嚟講好辛苦。
I liked it when they were small.
我中意佢哋細個嗰陣時。
Could pick them up.
我可以抱起佢。
They wanted to play with me.
然後咧，佢又想同我玩。
But now they're getting older.
但係佢哋而家大嗰啲啦。
I asked my son what he wanted to be when he grew up.
我問我仔，你長大嘅時候你想做乜嘢？
I was hoping he would say, "Oh, I want to be a pastor."
我希望佢話我將來第時咧想做牧師。
No, he wants to be an engineer.
但係佢話唔好啊，我想做工程師。
Like his father.
好似佢爸爸咁。
But as I thought more about my children,
但係當我越更加思想我子女嘅時候
，my children are very valuable to me.
我覺得佢哋對於我嚟講係非常之有價值嘅。
They're precious to me.
佢哋好珍貴。
If you are a parent or grandparent, you know that your children, your grandchildren are precious to you also.
如果你係身為父母或者係祖父母嘅時候，你一樣會覺得你嘅孫啊或者你嘅仔女咧係非常之寶貴。
And you have to ask yourself whether you are willing to give your children, who are very valuable to you, into God's hands.
但是你需要問自己，你願意將呢啲神俾你咁寶貴嘅兒女交翻去神嘅手中嗎
？Do you trust God that much？
你能唔能夠相信神
？Do you have enough faith in God？
你有冇對神有信心
？That God will take care of your most valuable possessions。
相信神能夠將你最珍貴、最寶貴嘅嘢去看管得好。
So today we have a story about parents who gave up what was valuable and precious to them.
今日我會同大家分享一個故事，就係講一個父母將佢最寶貴嘅嘢要放棄。
They gave over their own child.
就係將佢嘅仔要放棄。
Now this story is not only for parents.
呢一個故事唔係單單係向父母講神嘅道。
The story is for any of us who have anything that's valuable to us.
其實呢個故事對於我哋每個人嚟說話嘅，就係話如果你心目中係有一樣嘢對於你嚟講係最珍貴嘅時候，呢一個道理就係今日係需要你嚟聽嘅。
If you have anything that's precious to you,
如果你有一樣嘢你係覺得係好寶貴、好珍貴嘅話
，It could be your children.
可能係你嘅兒女。
It could be your spouse.
可能是你的伴侣。
It could be your job.
可能是你的工作。
It could be your home.
或者是你的家庭。
It could be all your possessions.
或者你所有拥有的东
西。Are you willing to let God have those things?
你愿意让神来拥有吗？
So this is a story about faith.
所以今天要讲的故事是关于信心。
So let's talk about our story.
所以我们来开始讲今天的故事。
It begins with a man named Joseph.
我哋開始嘅時候有約瑟呢個人。
And Joseph had 11 other brothers.
約瑟佢有11個嘅兄弟姊妹。
And
兄弟。
His 10 older brothers did not like Joseph.
佢對上嗰10個兄弟咧都唔中意佢。
So they sold him into slavery.
所以佢將佢賣為奴仆。
And into slavery he went to the country of Egypt.
然後咧就去咗埃及為奴。
There's a great famine in the land.
因為喺埃及嗰度有，因為全地都有大饑荒。
And so everyone went to Egypt to get food.
所以所有人都涌去埃及嗰度去收买粮食。
Joseph's family also went to Egypt.
所以约瑟嘅屋企人都去埋埃及。
But they did not know that Joseph had risen to a very powerful position in Egypt.
但系佢哋就唔知道，原来约瑟咧从一个奴隶嘅身份，升高到一个好有权力嘅地位。
And through Joseph's position, he was able to save his family.
因为约瑟嘅地位，所以佢能够救晒佢全家。
But Egypt was not the land that was promised to Abraham. Abraham, who is Joseph's great grandfather, that was not the land that was promised to them.
但系埃及并不系神向约瑟嘅曾祖父所应许之地。
So Scripture tells us in Genesis chapter 50, verse 24.
所以圣经创世纪第五十章第二十四节话俾我哋听。
That Joseph tells his brothers, "Soon I will die, but God will surely come to help you and lead you out of this land of Egypt, and He will bring you back to the land He solemnly promised to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob."
经文系咁讲嘅，佢话约瑟对他弟兄们说：我要死了，但神必定看顾你们，领你们从这地上去到他起誓所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之地。
So Egypt was not supposed to be where they were to end up in the promised land.
所以其实佢哋埃及唔系佢哋目的地嚟嘅。
But Jacob's family stayed there, and they grew in number.
但系约瑟嘅屋企咧就留咗喺埃及，而且咧佢人数不断嘅增加。
The book of Exodus, chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 tells us that in time Joseph and all his brothers died, ending that entire generation. But their descendants, the Israelites, had many children and grandchildren. In fact, they multiplied so greatly that they became extremely powerful and filled the land.
出埃及记第一章六至七节咁讲，约瑟和他的弟兄，并那一代的人都死了。以色列人生养众多，并且繁茂，极其强盛，满了那地。
This happened over many, many generations.
其实呢一个过程已经系过咗好多好多代噶啦。
And then the Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 1, verse 8, eventually a new king came to power in Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph or what he had done.He said to his people, "Look, the people of Israel now outnumber us and are stronger than we are. We must make a plan to keep them from growing even more, because if we don't, and if war breaks out, they will join our enemies and fight against us. Then they will escape from the country."
然后出埃及记第一章八到第十节记载咗到咗呢一个埃及嘅王嘅时候，佢根本就唔认识约瑟以前嘅历史，所以佢对佢嘅百姓话：看啊，这以色列民比我们还多，又比我们强盛。来吧，我们不如用蟹巧计待他们，恐怕他们多起来，日后若遇什么争战的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地去了。
So we don't know how long the time period was between the death of Joseph and this new.King of Egypt.
So we don't know, Joseph died, 之后同埋呢一个新嘅皇帝出现嘅中间经过咗几耐。
But this new Pharaoh, this new king of Egypt, did not have any memory or history of Joseph.
但系呢个新嘅法老咧，其实佢对约瑟咧一啲印象都冇，亦都唔记得佢嘅故事。
Actually, he didn't even care about Joseph's family.
其实他都不理他约瑟的家怎样的。
This king of Egypt sees the Israelite population growing and he fears it.
但是他就眼见这个约瑟的后代以色列人的民一路的增加，所以觉得又怕他们会比埃及更加强盛。
He's afraid they might rebel against Egypt, and he can't let that happen, so he makes a plan.
他很怕这些以色列民会反抗埃及，所以他设法要堵塞这个的漏洞。
In Exodus chapter 1, verse 11, it tells us that the Egyptians made the Israelites their slaves, and they appointed brutal slave drivers over them, hoping to wear them down with crushing labor.
所以出埃及记第一章第十一节就话呢一个王咧就派一啲埃及人做 做呢啲以色列人嘅管工，然后呢啲以色列人咧就变晒佢哋嘅奴隶，希望咧嚟压制佢哋。
Up to this point, they weren't slaves.
但系到目前为止，其实佢哋都未成为奴隶嘅。
The Israelite people and the Egyptian people lived side by side.
其实佢哋系埃及人同埋以色列人咧系平等嘅。
But then, now the Egyptians were fearful of the Israelites.
但系因为由而家开始，呢啲埃及人就怕咗啲以色列人。
In Exodus chapter 1, verse 15, it tells us, Then Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, gave this order to the Hebrew midwives, Shiprah and Puah, When you help the Hebrew women as they give birth, watch as they deliver, and if the baby is a boy, kill him. If it is a girl, let her live. But because the midwives feared God, they refused to obey the king's orders. They allowed the boys to live too.
所以出埃及记第一章第十五节到第十七节，呢啲呢一个埃及人就对呢啲希伯来人或者以色列人嘅接生婆就话：如果你接生见到嗰个系男嘅时候呢，你就杀咗佢；如果你见到系女嘅时候，你就将佢留佢活口。
Now, midwives are women who assist pregnant women during their labor.
这些接生婆呢是帮那些怀孕的妇人生产的。
So in today's time, you go straight to the hospital when you have your labor pains and the doctors are there, nurses are there to help in the delivery.
现今的人，如果我们要生，要生 BB 的时候，我们走去医院，医生就帮我们生产。
It wasn't like that back in those days.
但是旧时不是这样的嘛。
So the midwives would help deliver the baby.
所以这些接生婆呢，她就帮这个怀孕的妇人接生。
They would help cut the umbilical cord.
她会将她帮她们剪脐带。
Wash the baby.
然后清洗干净，将这个 BB 仔。
And then present the baby to the mother and father.
然后呢，就将这个 BB 仔带到她爸爸妈妈面前。
But the instructions by Pharaoh tell them to do something different.
但是法老呢，就要吩咐他们做另一样东西。
As the baby is coming out,
当个 BB 仔就来，就要出来的时候，
the midwife is supposed to see if it's a boy or a girl.
这个接生婆就要断定这个是男仔或女仔了。
And if it's a boy, apparently she was supposed to probably suffocate the baby.
如果见到呢个男仔嘅时候，大概个接生婆要焗死呢个 BB 仔。
And so then the baby appeared to be born not alive.
咁样整到佢咧，好似响胎死腹中咁样。
Basically, Pharaoh was ordering these midwives to commit murder.
基本上呢个法老咧就要呢啲接生婆嚟谋杀呢啲初生婴儿。
But these midwives did not obey that.
但是这些接生婆没有听法老话。
And so many, many more Hebrew babies and baby boys were being born.
所以呢，越来越多的希伯来的 BB 仔，男仔女仔，出世了。
And the king of Egypt says, why haven't you obeyed me?
然后这个法老就问这些接生婆，为什么你不听我话？
And the midwives say, well, these babies come out really quickly. We can't make it there in time to do what you ask us to do.
然后这些接生婆就回答，她说我都没去到，那个 BB 仔已经出了世了。
So as the midwives continued to disobey Pharaoh, more and more Hebrew boys were being born.
所以当这些接生婆一路都没有听法老的吩咐的时候，越来越多这些希伯来人的子女出世。
And then in Exodus chapter 1, verse 22, Pharaoh gave this order to all his people, throw every newborn Hebrew boy into the Nile River, but you may let the girls live.
然后到了出埃及记第一章第二十二节，法老就吩咐他的众民说，他说将以色列人所有的男生都要扔落条河那里，但是如果女仔呢，你可以将他的性命存留。
So now it was not only the midwives who he ordered to give to commit murder, but he ordered all his people to commit murder.
所以现在法老唔单止去吩咐嗰啲接生婆去谋杀呢啲初生婴儿，而且系对佢全民众都系咁样讲。
And this is where we come up to the point of our story.
所以而家就嚟到我今日要讲嘅故事嘅开始啦。
In Exodus chapter 2, verse 1, about this time a man and a woman from the tribe of Levi got married. The woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She saw that he was a special baby and kept him hidden for 3 months.
出埃及記第二章第一至二節咁講，有一個利未家的人娶了一個利未女子為妻，那女子懷孕生一個兒子，見他俊美，就藏了他三個月。
Pharaoh still wanted all Hebrew boys killed.
法老仍然係想所有嗰啲男仔都要被殺。
And this is why these parents hid their baby.
所以呢一對夫婦就要將佢嘅初生男嬰收起嚟。
Now, when babies are born, they're tiny, they're weak, they're constantly being cared for.
所以當 BB 仔啱啱出世嗰陣時咧，佢又細啦，又弱啦，我哋時時都要照顧佢。
So, if you have a baby that's your first child, you think their crying is very loud.
所以如果你有你嘅 BB 仔係第一個嘅對第一個嘅 BB 嘅時候，你覺得佢其實喊得好大聲啊。
But it's actually not very loud.
不過其實我話俾你聽，其實唔係咁大聲。
Because their lungs haven't developed fully yet.
因為佢嘅肺部仲未完全嘅發育好。
And so as their lungs become more fully developed, their cries get louder and louder.
所以當佢哋越嚟越大個嘅時候，佢哋嘅肺部就越嚟越健全，佢哋喊聲就越嚟越大。
And this is what happens in Exodus chapter 2, verse 3. But when she could no longer hide him because of his crying, she got a basket made of papyrus reeds and waterproofed it with tar and pitch.And she put the baby in the basket and laid it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile River.
所以就到咗第出埃及記第二章第三節啦。後來不能再藏，就取了一個蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油，將孩子放在裏頭，把箱子搁在河邊的蘆滴中。
And when his mother could no longer hide him, she took Pharaoh literally at his words.
所以當佢媽媽唔能夠再將呢個男孩收藏起嚟嘅時候，佢就照法老嘅説話。
She put the baby in the river, but in a basket that she had made.
佢將呢個 BB 仔真係放入條河嗰度，不過佢整咗個箱俾佢。
And Moses' parents are praised for this.
而我哋後人咧都稱讚。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 23 says, It was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. They saw that God had given them an unusual child, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's command.
希伯來書第11章嗰度咁講，佢話原來那位萬物所屬為萬物所本的話佢因為佢冇聽法老嘅因為信心，所以冇聽。因為信心，所以咧就將呢個 B B 仔擺響一個箱裏頭，然後放響條河裏頭，所以佢嘅信心被稱讚。
So how did his parents show faith?
所以佢嘅父母點樣表達到佢哋有信心呢
？Scripture tells us because.This baby was a special child. He was no ordinary child. He was a beautiful child.
聖經告訴我們，這個 BB 仔不是跟其他的 BB 仔一樣，他是一個很特別的 BB 仔，他是非常俊美的 BB 仔。
Now, are we supposed to believe that Moses' parents disobeyed Pharaoh because their baby was beautiful?
我們會不會想想下，因為佢嘅 B B 仔好靚，所以咧，佢呢個父母就唔聽法老嘅吩咐呢
？The answer to that question is yes。
嗰個答案係嘅。
But doesn't every parent think that their own baby is beautiful when they're born？
但係唔係所有父母都覺得自己個 B B 仔靚啲咩
？That your baby is the prettiest。
你唔會覺得自己個 B B 係最靚嗰個咩
？The most beautiful，
最靚
，the cutest，
最得意。
And that's natural for any parent。
其實呢個係好自然嘅。
But I think there's something more than just having a beautiful baby。
但係我相信呢度講嘅係比一個好靚嘅 B B 仔重要多。
Now some people believe that their life has no purpose.
因為有啲人會相信佢哋嘅生命係冇乜目的嘅。
That all you do is you wake up.
我哋做嘅就係起身。
You eat.
食嘢。
You go to work or school.
去翻工翻學。
Come home. You eat.
翻屋企又食嘢。
You go to sleep.
然后瞓觉。
And next morning you repeat it.
然后第二日咧，从头再嚟过。
I want you to know that your life has a very unique place and purpose in this world.
我希望你会明白，你嘅出现，你嘅生命喺呢个世界里头有一个独特嘅目的。
And when you live out your faith, you know that your life has a purpose.
当你系凭信心嚟生活嘅时候，你见到你嘅生命系有一个目的嘅。
Just like the verse in Hebrews 11:23 tells us about Moses' parents.
就好似希伯来书第十一章第十三节所讲关于约瑟嘅父母一样。
Now Moses' parents were people with no authority, no power, no position to change anything.
我哋会知道约瑟嘅父母其实佢哋系冇权柄、冇能力、冇去改变任何嘅事情。
They were just Israelite parents who were slaves like other Israelite parents.
佢就好似其他以色列民一样，佢哋系无权无势嘅奴隶。
So, question for you.
所以而家我有一条问题。
Have you ever felt like you had no authority?
你有冇谂过，有冇觉得自己系无权无势呢
？No power.
冇能力。
You were not in a position to change anything.
你有冇能力去改变任何嘅事情
？I want you to know that's the wrong way to think.
我希望你知道呢一个响神里头系唔啱嘅。
The Bible makes it very clear to us.
圣经好清楚话俾我哋听。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10,
在以弗所书第二章第十节,
the Apostle Paul writes, We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago.
那里这么说, 我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的, 为要叫我们行善, 就是神所预备叫我们行的。
You don't need an important position.
你不需要有一个很重要的位置
You don't need an important title.
或者有一个非常之响当当的名声
You simply need to live by faith, knowing that your life has a purpose.
你只需要凭信心来生活，你就知道你生命是有意义的。
And Ephesians tells us that you are part of God's plan.
以弗所书里讲话，你就是神的手所做的工。
Now the question is, how did Moses' parents know about God's plans?
咁摩西嘅父母点知佢系神嘅计划之中
？How did they believe that their lives and the life of this baby had a purpose in this world?
佢哋点样相信佢哋嘅生命同埋呢个 B B 仔嘅生命其实喺神当中系计划嘅之中呢
？Well, one of the most important moments in Jewish history is where God promises Abraham that he will be the head of a great nation.
希伯来人他们历史当中最重要的时刻就是当神向亚伯拉罕显现，然后应许亚伯拉罕将来要成为一个大族。
Now that great nation would not come immediately.
我们知道这个大族不会突然间即刻发生。
Genesis 15 verse 13 tells us,That God spoke to Abraham and said, You can be sure that your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land where they will be oppressed as slaves for 400 years, but I will punish the nation that enslaves them, and in the end they will come away with great wealth.
創世記十五章十三到十四節咁講，你要的確知道你的後裔必寄居別人的地，又服侍那地的人。那地的人要苦待他们四百年，并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来。
They are strangers in a foreign land, Egypt.
他们所寄居的地方就是埃及。
They are oppressed as slaves.
他们被贬为奴。
And this will happen over 400 years.
而且要被人哋苦待四百年。
And this is a promise from God to Abraham.
这个就是神向亚伯拉罕的应许。
And a promise from Abraham to Isaac.
而且向以撒应许。
From Isaac to Jacob.
然后又向雅各应许。
And Jacob to Joseph.
然后又向约瑟应许。
And from Joseph all the way to the time of Moses' birth.
然后从约瑟一直至到摩西出世为止。
All the people of Israel knew this promise.
所有的以色列民都知道这个应许。
How was God going to fulfill this great promise that they would become a great nation?
神究竟怎样来成就他这个应许，等到以色列民成为一个大族呢？
And at the moment of our story, at the birth of Moses, no Israelite knows how God is going to fulfill this promise.
正当我们要讲这个摩西出世的故事那阵时，没一个以色列民是知道神怎样要成就他这个应许的。
They did not know God's exact plans.
他们不知道神的计划是如何。
Nobody knows God's exact plans.
其实没人知道神要怎样做。
Yet faith tells us that we can trust in a God who's faithful to his own promises.
但是信心就告诉我们，我们要相信这位信实的神。
Even if we don't know how those promises will happen,
就算我们想不到这个应许会怎样来成就法。
You know, for us, it's natural to know, to want to know exactly how God wants to work.
我们人呢，很自然想知道神究竟要怎样去成就他的应许。
It's difficult for us to be patient, without knowing God's plans.
如果我们不知道他要怎样做的时候，我们实在很难去能够有耐心。
Maybe we want to be in control of our future.
很可能我们想控制我们的将来。
Maybe we're afraid to fully put our faith and trust in God.
可能我们很害怕将我们的信心放在神那里。
Now I think Moses' parents were able to have faith in God and put their baby in the river because they knew so much about God.
我相信摩西的父母对神很有信心，因为他的信心大到可以将这个 BB 仔放在河那里。
They were familiar with God's plans.
因为他们很熟悉神的计划。
Now we're not sure when the Israelites started writing down their history.
我不知道那段时以色列民有没有已经用文字来记载他们的历史。
But we do know that they taught their children verbally their history.
但是我知道他们已经将他们的历史口传。
One generation would teach the younger generation.
从一代传到另一代那里。
A father would teach his son, and he would teach his son, and he would teach his son over and over.
爸爸咧就会教佢嘅仔，然后佢嘅仔教佢嘅仔，然后再一路咁样传落去。
So all Israelite generations knew their own history.
所以全个以色列民咧都好清楚佢哋嘅家族嘅历史。
They knew stories about God.
佢哋知道关于神嘅故事。
They knew the promises of God.
神嘅应许。
They knew how God worked in history.
佢哋知道从历史以来神系点样做嘢嘅。
And that gave them the faith to trust in God for their future.
从那里他们就有信心，知道神，知道自己可以将自己的将来摆在神的手里头。
Today we don't need to tell our children over and over verbally about God.
今天我们不需要再是这样一代传一代，用口传的方式去告诉下一代知神的事情。
Although that's a good thing to do.
不过其实我都好赞成的。
Today we have the Bible.
因为今天我们有圣经。
We know stories about God.
我们从圣经里头我们知道神的故事。
We read of the promises of God.
我们读关于神的应许。
We read about God's working in history.
我们看见历史里头神的作为。
And that gives us the faith to be able to trust in God for our future.
从而我们有信心可以将我们的未来放在神的手里头。
This is true of any relationship.
这个其实在每一个关系里头也都是同样能够应用的。
You want to be able to know the other person very well, otherwise you won't trust them.
你能够相信一个人，因为你对他的认识很深。
For example, a newborn baby.
例如一个初生的婴儿。
The world is a new and strange place to a baby who's just been delivered.
这个 BB 仔从母腹一出来的时候，这个世界其实是一个对于他来讲是一个很陌生的环境。
And so these people hold him.
等到有人抱他的时候。
And they feed him.
喂他的时候。
And they change his diapers.
然后跟他换片片。
And they make these funny noises to him.
然后跟他们咔咔笑。
And these people are around all the time.
然后他觉得哦，原来有啲咁嘅人时时都喺佢周围嘅时候。
And baby learns that these people are his parents, his mother and his father.
哦，呢个 BB 仔就学会，原来呢一啲人咧就系佢嘅父母。
And the baby learns to have complete faith in his parents.
然后呢，这个 BB 仔就对这些人呢 产生完全的信任。
For everything.
对于每一样东西都是。
And that faith grows over time.
然后跟着时间，这个信心会渐长。
As a child gets older and older, can do more things on his own.
当这个小朋友继续长大的时候，他有很多的事情可以自己独立处理。
The child still has a faith in the parents' wisdom and guidance.
但是他仍然对父母的智慧和辅导很有信心。
And it's very similar with God.
就好像跟神一样。
We as newborn Christian babies depend on God.
我们就好像才生的基督徒婴儿一样。
God feeds us.
神喂养我们。
Gives us lessons.
教导我们。
Gives us comfort.
给我们安慰。
Teaches us about all things.
教导我们每一样的事情。
And as we grow in maturity, we develop a faith in God's wisdom and guidance.
当我们成熟的时候，我们在神的智慧和他的引导当中，我们长成。
And that allows us to live by faith.
所以我们要人要凭着信心来到生活。
So you need to know as much as you possibly can about God.
所以你需要知得对神知得更多。
And your Bible teaches you about God.
而圣经就是教导我们关于神的事。
The less you read your Bible,
如果你少读圣经，
the less you know about God,
你就对神的知道的事没那么多。
And the weaker your faith will be,
你的信心就会软弱。
The more you read your Bible,
你读得圣经越多，
the more you know about God,
你对神的认识越多，
and the stronger your faith will be,
你的信心就会越强。
If you do not read your Bible,
如果你不读圣经，
then you will not know that you were created in God's image.
你不知道你是照着神的形象来被造的。
You will not know that the sin in this world, in spite of the sin that you commit, God never turns his back upon you.
你也不知道就算你犯了这么多的罪，神永远都没有背弃你。
You will not know that God is incredibly patient with you.
你不知道神对你有多少的耐性。
That God listens to you when you're sad and in pain and, in pain and depressed.
当你忧郁，当你伤痛，当你伤心的时候，神都在聆听。
You will not know that he gave his one and only son as a sacrifice for you.
你不知道神将他唯一的独生子牺牲在十架上。
Faith is knowing that your life has a purpose.
信心就是告诉你听，你在世上是有目的的。
And we can be reassured of that because we read the Bible and know about God.
我们可以很确实地知道，因为我们读圣经的时候，圣经都是这么讲。
That God has good things planned for you.
神已经为了你有一个完美的计划。
To be a person who lives by faith, you do not need to be a pastor or a missionary.
要凭着信心来过活，你不需要是做一个传道人，或者要去宣教。
You do not need to be highly educated or have a good job.
你不需要受高等的教育，或者有一份很好的工。
You do not need to be young and married.
你不需要是年轻的或者是已经结了婚的。
God uses everyone.
神是能够用所有人。
Whether you've been a Christian for a long time or a short time.
无论你已经成为了基督徒是一段很长的时候或者一个短的时候。
Whether you're young or you're old.
你是老抑或是嫩。
God uses everyone.
神是能够用每一个人的。
Your life has a purpose.
你的生命是有一个目的。
Your life of faith matters.
你凭信心过活，对神来讲是很重要。
And you can have faith in God in all your relationships and all your situations.
而你可以在你所有的环境和所有的关系上对神都有信心。
Are you willing to have faith concerning your children?
你愿意在你关于你和你儿女的事上对神有信心吗？
Faith concerning your grandchildren.
愿意同你嘅同你响你儿孙嘅关系上对神有信心啊
？Or your job?
或者响你嘅工作上
？Or your schooling?
或者响你嘅学业上
？Or your neighbors?
或者同邻居相处上
？Or your possessions?
或者你嘅钱财管理上
？Are you willing to give up that which is precious to you because you trust in God?
你愿意将所有嘅献俾摆？归还俾神，因为你相信神嘛。
You just never know how God will use your act of faith.
你永远都唔会知道神点样嚟用你对嚟用你，因为你对佢有信心。
And Moses' parents were willing to trust in God.
而摩西的父母，他是愿意对神有这样的信心。
Do not be afraid of consequences, the things that may happen because of your faith.
你不要因为你的信心所带来的后果而担心。
Remember that God is in control.
你要知道神掌权。
God is good.
神是善良的。
He's trustworthy.
他是值得我们信任的。
He can be counted on to fulfill his promises.
而你可以很肯定的知道他一定会成就他的应许。
You do not need to fear consequences when you have faith in God.
当你对神有信心的时候而有所行动，不要担心那个后果。
Have faith in all things.
对每一样东西都有信心。
Now we know Moses because Moses is a very famous person in the Bible.
我们认识摩西，因为摩西呢在圣经里头很出名。
But Moses' parents?
但是摩西的父母呢？
In this passage, they're not even named.
在这一段经文里头，根本就没有讲过他们的名。
It isn't until later in a genealogy where their names come up.
其实都在很后来他们的名才出现过。
But nobody really remembers who they are.
但是我们从来都不知道他们的名是什么。
Moses' parents knew that God himself was going to give them their reward.
因为他们知道神他自己会将赏赐亲自给他们。
And he would take care of the consequences.
而神会对这些后果来负责。
1 Peter chapter 3 tells us, Now who will want to harm you if you're eager to do good?But even if you're, suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it.
彼得前书第三章这样讲，你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，或作所怕的，也不要惊慌。
God created each of you to do good works that he planned a long time ago.
神创造我们每一个人，因为他对我们生命中有计划，有工作给我们做。
First Peter tells us to be eager to do those good things.
彼得前书叫我们要热心去行善。
And no matter what happens, you will be rewarded for it.
不要担心将来会发生何事，因为你一定会受到你的奖赏。
Because your life has a purpose.
你的生命有目的吗？
Trust God.
相信神。
Have faith in God.
对神有信心。
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Father, I thank you for every person in this room.
神啊，我对为了每一位在座的，我来祈祷。
That you have a special plan in their lives.
知道在每一个人的生命中，你对他们有特别的计划。
You called them for a special purpose.
你呼召他们出来是有一个特别的计划。
And I pray that they would have faith in you.
而我为他们祈祷。愿意他们每一人对你都有信心。
No matter how young they are,
无论他们有几细个。
No matter how old they are,
无论他们有几年长。
Use them to fulfill your purpose.
主啊，求你用他们来完成你的计划。
We thank you that you're a God who watches over us and cares for us.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你的眼目从不离开我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.